Good evening, Patriots. I'm Praying Medic. Thank you for joining me for my nightly news and Q information broadcast. Coming to you live from Cloud Hub, channel 115. I'm here every night at roughly 7 o'clock Eastern, a little bit late tonight. Q has been very busy. I've been taking screen caps all afternoon and doing research and putting together tonight's update. So I apologize for the lateness, but there's a lot of information to cover tonight. And by the way, speaking of Q, if you're interested in learning about the Intelligence Insider, Q Clarence Patriot, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. Cover a lot of the earlier subjects that Q discusses in his operation. There's quite a bit of information in the book on FISAgate, on the Iran deal, on the Clinton Foundation. There is a chapter on game theory, which explains why Q uses disinformation and deception. The book Calm Before the Storm is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and I've been working really hard to get Volume 2 finished. I started the final read-through on the manuscript this morning, and then Q started dropping, so I've been taking screen caps and doing some research this afternoon. We are going to try to get Book 2 published as quickly as possible. All right, let's jump into today's news. And all right, so I wanted to just briefly mention that Amy Coney Barrett had the last day of her confirmation hearing in Senate Judiciary today. Lindsey Graham has scheduled a vote on her confirmation tomorrow morning. I'm assuming that her vote will go through Senate Judiciary. It'll then go on to the full House for a vote. I don't think there's anything that can stand in the way of her being confirmed. So, not going to talk too much about that. There's a lot of other information to come out. So, Q posted a message last night, screen cap of an announcement from the House Intelligence Committee, which is chaired by Adam Schiff. And it is an announcement that they are going to be holding tomorrow a hearing on conspiracy theories and misinformation, online misinformation. So the announcement has a list of people are going to be presenting information, and then the subjects they're going to be covering. And Q writes, what happens when too many people don't buy what they're selling? What happens when too many people wake up? What happens when they lose control of the digital battlefield? Mr. Russia collusion pusher himself now involved. Knowingly, Q. So apparently Adam Schiff is feeling a little bit threatened by Q's operation, and he's going to hold a congressional hearing to bash online conspiracy theories in Q. Knowingly. There's a lot of things that Adam Schiff did knowingly, pushing false information about Russia and President Trump. Adam Schiff is in a world of hurt. All right, so this next post by Q has some images of Hunter Biden, Vice President Joe Biden's son. And these images are from a New York Post article that was published this morning. And there's a link here to a tweet by Rudy Giuliani. And Q writes, FBI possession since late 2019. All right, so I'm just going to break this down one line at a time. So the article that we're going to look at in just a minute has photos that came from a hard drive of a laptop computer that was turned in to a computer repair store for repair. It looks like this computer was turned in by Hunter Biden, and it had a lot of these personal images on it. And the person who had the repair shop eventually ended up making a copy of the hard drive and giving it to the FBI, and also gave a copy of the hard drive to the New York Post. All right, so these images come from that hard drive, and the FBI has had possession of these documents since December of last year, 2019. So that's what Q is getting at here. No FBI interviews Joe and Hunter Biden due to optics, right? So if the FBI had possession of all this compromising information, there's a lot of emails and messages on here. Why no interviews from the FBI? Can't attack a political opponent. Lesson of the day, if you run for POTUS, all your past crimes magically disappear. Sometimes it takes transparency to force action. Again, quoting President Trump, which Q has been doing a lot lately. Let's see what happens. In this case, does having early stage dementia help you regarding previous deniability? Harmful politically, but it could help him when it comes to criminality. Drain the swamp, Q. All right, so link to this tweet by Rudy Giuliani. Emails from Hunter Biden's hard drive reveal Joe Biden lied about Burisma. Much more to come. So Joe Biden has always maintained that he knew nothing about his son Hunter Biden's involvement in Burisma. That has been his public statement for ever since people started asking him about it. Didn't know anything about it. I know nothing. I see nothing. All right. So this report from the New York Post contains emails revealing how Hunter Biden was used by a Ukrainian businessman to meet Joe Biden at that time, back in 2015, which contradicts public statements that have been made by Joe, who said he had no involvement and no knowledge of his son's dealings with Ukraine. All right, so let's see. A copy of the hard drive was also given to, in addition to the FBI, it was also given to Senate Homeland Security Committee to investigate. So that's under the control of Ron Johnson. And the New York Post has confirmed with a representative of Senate Homeland Security that they are investigating right now. They have an open investigation. They wouldn't normally comment on it, except that this information has already been made public, and so they were able to comment on it. All right, so there's a link to the article, and there's a massive controversy with the article. I'll cover that in a minute. All right, so the never before revealed meeting mentioned in a message of appreciation that Vadim Pozharsky, an advisor to the board of Burisma, actually, Pozharsky is a high-ranking person on the with Burisma Holdings, which is a company that Hunter Biden worked for, and was reported to be earning around $50,000 a month. So in this letter sent Hunter on April 17, 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the board of Burisma. And this is a letter from Pozharsky. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to DC and giving me an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It really is an honor and a pleasure, the email reads. Okay, so Pozharsky says he was introduced to Joe Biden by Hunter. All right, and this is the bone of contention here because, again, Joe Biden has said he didn't do any favors, didn't introduce people, didn't meet people, and knew nothing about what Hunter was doing in Ukraine. All right. Biden's claim is he's never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. All right. That's the lie that that Joe Biden is going to have to face now. All right. So, Facebook has been trying now to slow down the spread of this New York Post article. Right? It quickly went viral on Facebook and Twitter, and Facebook began to slow down the spread, and then they began just outright censoring the link. They were placing notifications on the link that it couldn't be shared. Twitter got into it. Josh Hawley wrote this letter wanting to know why, to Mark Zuckerberg, wanting to know why Facebook was censoring this message from the New York Post. And then Twitter blacklisted the link and images from the article. It's kind of funny because people were commenting today, they've never seen this kind of warning on a link on Twitter. Well, I can tell you, if you post a link to any article or any post from my website on Twitter, it's blacklisted. If you post a link to any of my BitChute videos, they're blacklisted. Twitter has gone all out to try to shut me down, which is why you can't share links to my website or my BitChute channel on Twitter without having this label over them that says it might be spammy. So people are now finding out how Twitter censors certain websites and information they don't want to get out. So this message from Twitter spokesman, in line with our hacked materials policy, as well as our approach to blocking URLs, we are taking action to block any links to links or images to the material in question on Twitter. All right. And that's when people started complaining that this link was being blocked. So this gentleman here is a he's with the New York Post. This is a big tech information coup. This is a digital civil war. As the editor at the New York Post, one of the nation's largest papers my circulation, I can't post one of our stories that details corruption by a major party presidential candidate, Joe Biden. Right? Tweet not sent. So if you tried to send a tweet, if you tried to view the link, you got all these warnings. You couldn't share the tweet and you couldn't view the link. Right? So Key responded to that tweet, information warfare, they can no longer hide in the shadows, Q, because all the information is coming out about corruption. Robbie Starbuck tweeted this out. Twitter has deleted New York Post's original tweet about the Hunter Biden bombshell. This is election interference. We've entered the age where we have a ministry of truth run by Democrats, and the only they decide what's true. They demand that you no longer believe your lying eyes and ears. So Twitter took down the original tweet from the New York Post, and then Twitter locked the account of the New York Post. So this is from Noah. The Post's New York Post primary Twitter account has been locked because the Hunter Biden story has violated its rules against distribution of hacked materials per the email that he received from Twitter. All right. And then this just broke before I went on the air. Kayleigh McEnany's account was also locked. She posted a link to that article. And this is from the Trump War Room. This is President Trump's campaign Twitter account. Twitter has locked the personal account of White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany for sharing news that Democrats don't like. So her account got locked. This is one of the reasons why I was late on the broadcast today. I was trying to keep up with all of the information as it was coming out and also getting screenshots of all of Q's posts and related articles. Now, it didn't get any better for Joe Biden as the day went on. This is a second article that the New York Post published today, which is not getting as much traction. So there's more emails coming out that are being leaked. New York Post, I think, has a copy of the hard drive. All right. So they're going through these emails and they're finding things and they're writing articles about them. In another article, the Obama administration led a Democratic PR firm, Blue Star Strategies, which Q has talked about before. Blue Star Strategies was hired by Burisma Holdings initially to work with the State Department to try to get a meeting with Joe Biden through the State Department. All right. Well, now we have an email, all right, that the Obama administration arranged a conference call about an upcoming visit to Ukraine by Joe Biden. This is in 2015. Okay. Blue Star was in on this meeting. Blue Star then emailed a memo with minutes of the conference call to Pozharsky. All right. He's an executive at Burisma, as well as to Hunter Biden and Devin Archer, both of whom were on the board of Burisma. The trip in December of 2015 turned out to be the one where Joe Biden later bragged about forcing Ukrainian officials to fire the state prosecutor who was investigating Burisma, and he threatened to withhold $1 billion in loans if they didn't fire him. So that memo that was sent shortly after December 2nd outlined the trip's agenda and addressed several questions regarding U.S. policy toward Ukraine. Again, Biden has publicly denied any knowledge of his son's dealings with Burisma. So that is a second New York Post article. All right, Q posted a link to a tweet by Catherine Herridge, and she writes, "Scoop, a person familiar with the matter tells CBS News that Bruce Orr is no longer working at the DOJ." So a lot of people have been wondering about what happened to Bruce Orr. He was demoted twice, and we've known for a long time because Q has been telling us that Orr is a cooperating witness. And usually when you get entered into disciplinary action or a criminal investigation at the Department of Justice, they don't fire you. They keep you on as an employee because as long as you're employed, they can force you to cooperate with the investigation. If they fire you or if you quit, you're not required to cooperate unless it becomes a criminal investigation. So that's the reason why they keep these people at DOJ and FBI until they're done with their investigation. Now, Catherine Herridge is reporting that Orr has resigned. I'm sure he was fired, actually, and given the chance. Everyone in the FBI and DOJ, oh, you know, time for me to resign, spend time with my kids. Yeah, that's their way of saying I got fired. So Orr was the back channel. He was a conduit of information between his wife, Nellie Orr, who worked for Fusion GPS, doing research that was put into the Steele dossier, right? And so she says here, Orr was faulted for becoming a kind of back channel linking the dossier. A lot of the information, after the FBI had fired Christopher Steele, Bruce Orr stayed in touch with Christopher Steele and fed the information that he was getting to the FBI and Department of Justice. He acted as a go-between. All right. And then she writes here, author Chris Steele to the FBI's Steele termination by Bureau as a source, timing, or left the DOJ in recent weeks, plus seeking his comment. So, like I said, Christopher Steele was fired by the FBI. They continued. The reason why Orr got fired is that he was the go-between between Christopher Steele, the FBI, and DOJ. All right, so in a non-posted images from another Catherine Herridge tweet, and in this one, we just have these images here, and this is about Rod Rosenstein. So this is concerning the scope memo that Rosenstein wrote, and actually there's three of them, believe it or not. Rosenstein wrote three different memos in relation to the Mueller investigation. There was the original memo authorizing the investigation. There was two memos later that re-identified the scope of the investigation. All right, so she's got screenshots here of documents that came out that are slightly redacted, but there's a lot, you can still tell what's going on. So this is an August of 2017 memo that identified specific matters under Mueller's investigative authority. And we're gonna just look at those real quick here. So page one attachment says the Mueller scope was to be expanded to target certain individuals, okay. Page two specifies the investigation of Michael Cohen, Rick Gates, Roger Stone, and Paul Manafort, okay. Interesting fact, the investigation of Michael Cohen was based on incorrect intelligence claiming that he had visited Prague when he never had. All right, this is a McClatchy article. Cell signal puts Michael Cohen outside of Prague around the time of the purported Russian meeting. Well, that was not true. This is from December 2018. Cohen was never in Prague. He testified under oath that he wasn't there, and he showed his passport saying that he'd never been to Prague. There was a different Michael Cohen who was in Prague, and the DOJ investigated him thinking that he was in Prague. This is a pretext to investigate him, and he was never there. This whole thing was just a sham. Page three of Catherine Herridge's document specifies that General Flynn should be investigated for allegations related to a FARA violation, and that had to do with Turkey. All right, so this outlines that the fact that they targeted specific people, and this is why. And this is just a signature page. All right, so Q posted an old tweet by President Trump. This is from August of 2018, so it's a little more than 2 years old. Wow, Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr's wife, is a Russia expert who is fluent in Russian. She worked for Fusion GPS, where she was paid a lot. Collusion. Bruce was a boss at the Department of Justice and is unbelievably still there. All right. So Q wrote, wife, CIA, husband, DOJ. How does one agency attach itself to another? All right. So how does the CIA get its black budget operations and information into a DOJ investigation or an FBI investigation? Well, when you have these people like Nellie Orr and Bruce Orr, the information from the CIA gets passed to the DOJ. Very clever. Q posted this, your ability to spread information across the digital battlefield and bypass their control is what they fear, narrative failure. and why they are doing everything in their power to disrupt false labeling, daily attacks, censorship, termination, government hearings, foundation to terminate and censor, etc. Keep charging, Midnight Riders. Link to a YouTube video, Information Warfare. Hunters become the hunted. In this case, Hunter Biden is becoming the hunted. Q's link points to a YouTube video from Time Cop from 1983, and it's On the Run. And you can check that out if you want. It's a little music. And Anon asked about reports that the voting system had been hacked. The FBI has confirmed that hackers have gained access to the U.S. voting system. What exactly does that do to the election? These are some tweets that I saw this morning. He responded, fake news, don't believe everything you read. And then Q posted links to a couple of documents, announcements on election security. So the first one, this is from Department of Justice and FBI. The FBI and CISA, that is the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, have not identified any threats to date capable of preventing Americans from voting or changing vote tallies for the 2020 elections. Any attempts tracked by the FBI and CISA have remained localized and were blocked minimally or easily mitigated. The FBI and CISA have no report suggesting cybersecurity activity has prevented a registered voter from casting a ballot, compromised the integrity of any ballots cast, or affected the accuracy of voter information. Second article is from the CISA website. Basically says the same thing. They are aware of some instances where activity has resulted in the unauthorized access to election support systems. However, they have no evidence to date that integrity of elections has been compromised. So nothing to worry about there. All right, Q posted another link to a Catherine Herridge tweet. Catherine Herridge is getting all the love today. And Q writes, how does one agency attach itself to another? So Catherine Herridge, here's her tweets, new lightly redacted FBI interviews with Bruce Orr, released to the Senate investigators, Lindsey Graham, Ron Johnson, obtained by CBS News. All right, so people want to know, you know, what's going on with Bruce Orr? Well, Lindsey Graham and Ron Johnson. Okay, Lindsey is in Senate Judiciary. Ron Johnson is Senate Homeland Security. The information is being given to them so that it can help them move their investigations forward. Now, these aren't going to be criminal investigations. They can make criminal referrals if they want to. But the key point of these investigations in Congress is that they're open and the public can see and hear for themselves what's going on when witnesses are called. All right. So this is an FBI interview with Bruce Orr. And of course, it's related to Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS hired Bruce Orr's wife, Nellie, to conduct research for his firm, Fusion GPS. Orr then voluntarily provided his wife's research to the FBI. Orr provided interviewing agent with a thumb drive and indicated it contained the totality of her work conducted for Simpson and Fusion GPS, but the Fusion GPS header was stripped from the documents so that they wouldn't know who was actually paying for it. And Fusion GPS is the firm that was behind the Steele dossier. So more information coming out. And then Q posted this, which is just three memes. President Trump playing the violin. My next piece is called Nothing Can Stop What's Coming. Over here on the right, we have another meme. President Trump answering the question about Q. Trump, QAnon people love our country. Yes, we do. We love our country. We're not violent. We're peaceful people. And then there's this meme, God woke you up for a reason. Yeah, God woke me up at 3:30 this morning. So I hope everyone else got a little chance to sleep in. Here's from the board. Hey, Q, how are we doing so far? Almost 3 years in now. Q responded, past 7 days, link to a Bing search article about QAnon. House resolution passed condemning Q. House Intel Committee meeting tomorrow regarding QAnon. Gauge for yourself and on Q. We are over the freaking target, if there ever was a target to be hit. So when Anand checked out the link and posted a screenshot of news articles from Bing, when you take a single screenshot and post it like this on the board, it looks like a really long, thin image that you can't see the images. So I got some of the images here. Q reposted that. So there, this is just a kind of a list of some of the articles in the last 7 days about Q. What I find interesting, YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki will not say if the company is going to ban QAnon from the platform. There's actually several articles about that. And I find that interesting. I anticipate that at some point YouTube is going to shut down Q-related accounts, but they have not made that decision yet. So here's yet some more articles. Q posted a link to a Business Insider article about European intelligence officials who are rethinking their decision to ignore Q. So they've been trying their best to like ignore Q, but Q is growing massively in the UK. There's a lot of, I followed a lot of Anons yesterday from Sweden and Norway, a lot of Scandinavian Anons, and the Q phenomenon is quite big in Europe. And so, of course, now the intelligence, you know, a few small intelligence people are saying that they're going to have to take a closer look and maybe look into these crazy Q people. And they're even comparing Q to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which is just ridiculous because there's, I know thousands of people that are involved in this movement. I don't know anyone who's violent, who has any violent tendencies, not one. All right, so Anand posted a screen cap of a tweet by Daniel Goldman. This is going back to the New York Post story. And he writes, before more journos go peddling this New York Post story, they should do some diligence on their cover story for how Rudy Giuliani got the hard drive. Giuliani has been conspiring with the Russian agents for months. Oh, really? So Rudy is conspiring with Russia, including someone the U.S. says is actively trying to interfere in the election. All right, so this guy goes on saying, why would the FBI subpoena a computer? If the store owner could give it to Rudy Giuliani, he could give it to the FBI. It makes no sense. And let's remember, Burisma was hacked by last fall by Russia. So this guy is, he's one of the accomplices to the impeachment, actually, running interference here. Q responded with a meme. You are no longer allowed to read this comment. Comment removed following complaint made by the Ministry of Truth. See George Orwell's 1984. And my friends, that gets us all caught up to Q for today. Thank you for joining me on the broadcast. I am here Monday through Friday on CloudHub, channel 111. If you can't get on CloudHub, my videos are also on Rumble now. They're also on my website, pragmatic.com/blog. You can't share those links on Twitter, however, because, well, Jack doesn't like me. The videos are also available on BitChute and several other locations. Thank you for joining me. I hope this message has blessed you. If it has, and you want to support me on Subscribestar, there is a link to my Subscribestar page in the description box. There is also a link to my book, Calm Before the Storm, in the description box, and pretty soon there will be a link to the second book. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer, and I will catch you on the next broadcast.